So long story short, I spent years going through the literature on possible protective agents, mechanisms of how noise-induced hearing loss causes that type of hearing loss in the ear, and then trying to find a pharmacologic method to reduce or reverse that hearing loss. And I found one, so I patented it here at the school. And then it's been, those studies have been replicated and expanded at research labs all over the world, multiple publications since I first came up with it here at SIU in Springfield. And now we are in phase three clinical trials with the U.S. Army.
Now, I know that for years there have been other protection methods out there, such as, earplugs or, headphones, things like that. I would think most people probably are a little surprised to hear that there is some way that you could take a pill that would actually prevent hearing loss. How does this work?
Well, now we're still going to want to use plugs and muffs. Reducing noise at the source or reducing it at the ear with plugs and muffs is always your first line of defense. But when you get up to something like a gun, M16 weapon fire, loud noises, that protection is going to be inadequate with just plugs and muffs because at that time that noise is so loud it goes directly from the skull to the inner ear. So this, the pharmacologic protection is in addition, okay, to the plugs and muffs.
How does that work then?
Okay, in the ear, when your ear is exposed to certain types of drugs, therapeutic drugs that have hearing loss as a side effect or noise, you get a free radical formation. In the press, we hear all the time about oxidative stress and antioxidants versus oxidants, etc. But what happens is that very loud noise or certain types of drugs cause free radical formation. And free radicals basically are just missing an electron on the outer shell. So what they do is they start stealing electrons from the cells around them, and that causes damage and causes other cells to die as they kind of steal their electrons from them, so to speak. So what we look at is what we call, it's a class of drugs called antioxidants, and there's direct and indirect effects that, on a very simplistic fashion, donate electrons or aid the process of donate electrons to detoxify those free radicals. So the hearing loss is not permanent.
You talked about your working with the U.S. Army. I imagine being around this high-capacity machine guns, things like that, very loud, that could cause this. But this is widespread implications in the general public, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Noise-induced hearing loss is the most common cause of hearing loss worldwide. It's also the most common cause of hearing loss in the United States. It's unavoidable in some occupations. Take your firefighters where they might be exposed to explosions. You and I might go out in our car, your airbag detonates, that might set it off. Unexpectedly loud noise, power tools, some lawnmowers, farmers, very high incidence of noise-induced hearing loss, shooters, hunters, very high incidence of noise-induced hearing loss, about 70%. So it's a very, very common problem in the public at large. Now, the military is spending over $2 billion a year. They're actually doing more studies now because they think it's well over that, but a minimum of $2 billion a year between the military and Veterans Administration for noise-induced hearing loss and tinnitus. So we would really like to reduce that, one, from a humanitarian standpoint, so these people that serve our country do have good hearing in the long run and can retire with good hearing, but also from a financial standpoint for the U.S. government. The other thing is that hearing loss for the soldier on the battlefield increases their risk of mortality, more than doubles it, and also decreases their lethality in finding the enemy and detecting where the enemy is and being able to detect. But on the battlefield, these soldiers have to be able to hear in high background noise environments and get the command straight, which you just can't do very well with hearing loss.
Well, you referenced the trials that are taking place with this drug. Is there something coming up in some point where maybe the general public would have some access to this, or can you give anybody an idea of when this type of help could be available?
Well, it depends on how fast the clinical trials go, the results you get, and so, of course, that's what research is discovery. So we should have the results from this clinical trial done and analyzed in about 3 years. It's a long process. And then to get FDA approval, we go back to the FDA with these results, and more than likely we'll need at least one more confirmatory clinical trial, which hopefully would go even faster now that we've got this one set up and done. And that's, of course, ruling out any adverse events, which we are certainly not expecting based on our previous data, or any bumps along the road in data collection, et cetera. But, you know, possibly in about 5 to 6 years. Once you have FDA approval, whether that FDA approval is given on the basis of clinical trials in the military or elsewhere, it is approved for use in the general public at that time.
When we say it, this drug would work to prevent noise-induced hearing loss, are we talking about preventing it entirely, or do you see more just reductions of what how bad it could be, and maybe it's not quite as bad as people who have taken this?
Depends on the noise exposure. In our animal studies, we have eliminated the hearing loss in most of the animals, but it's going to depend on the exposure. If you're exposed to an IED, a massive blast exposure, well, that can actually rip apart the tissues in the inner ear. And we will not be able to cure that with a pharmacologic agent. We could reduce those types of hearing loss, but once if the ear itself is damaged inside of the membranes are physically torn, you're probably going to have some permanent hearing loss. But if it is a lower level of noise, and hopefully you're also wearing your other hearing protectors, then we might be able to eliminate it. So it's going to depend on the noise exposure. The other thing is that we can reverse it back. So if you go to a concert and you have a very loud noise exposure, you get up the next morning, you come out of the concert, you say, gee, my ears are ringing, my hearing's muffled. Maybe I'll stop by the drugstore and pick up this agent to reverse it back. This is not going to cure longstanding hearing loss. If you got noise-induced hearing loss 6 months ago, a year ago, then and the hair cells or the cells are already dead, we can't bring them back. But in those hours after exposure, thus far it looks like we'll be able to reverse it back to normal.
That's pretty exciting stuff. I mean, this is really quality of life issues for a lot of people.
It's huge, and it's something near and dear to my heart.